Welcome to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Program with your host, Board President John Kroll of Kroll Realty.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce Radio Program on Saturday, August 5th, 2023. It's been very hot, wet, and wild down here in South Florida this summer. We are on the air this morning, live on the iHeart app from iHeartRadio in West Palm Beach, Florida. Corporate trustee member Ankit Martin from Franchise Expo South. What I'd like the two of you to do is give the correct pronunciation of both of your names, the name of your company. I want to talk a little bit about the big event that's going on the 8th and 9th of September at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center, which is Franchise Expo South. We're going to be doing a series of interviews and a series of commercials promoting that event. And we're going to also have a number of franchisees that are going to be coming onto the radio programs over the next month to 6 weeks to talk about their experiences as owning franchises and what they could expect at the upcoming event. I'd like to go ahead and get into it this morning for the listening audience. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Hi, thanks for having us. This is Martin Yoksimovich from president of MFC Exposition, the organizer behind the upcoming Franchise Expo South.
What I'd like to do for the listening audience, Martin, Ankit, tell us about the upcoming Franchise Expo South, if you would, please.
Of course. The event, the Franchise Expo South, is the largest Franchise Expo in Florida, taking place September 8th and 9th at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. It's a one-stop shop where people that are interested in getting into business and in franchising specifically are able to meet with more than 200 top and emerging franchise brands from various different industries, and not only meet with those, network with those professionals, as well as educate themselves throughout different various workshops and seminars that are taking place at the same time on the show floor and in the breakout sessions. So we're super excited to be bringing again this time around the event in Fort Lauderdale. As far as the different exhibitors, we have more than 40 different industries that are going to be represented at the show, from entertainment, healthcare, food, travel, beauty, and just name a few. So as I said, it's definitely a great resource to get everything you need to launch your franchise in one place.
I'm sure the listening audience has the same thing going through their mind that I do. Why should one get into franchising? Can we elaborate on that for the listening audience this morning?
Of course. Yeah, so franchising allows those prospective, franchisees that have people with the entrepreneurial spirit to go into business and start a business for themselves, but not by themselves. Franchising is a great opportunity that provides all of that support and a supportive environment in order to succeed. And those businesses are there to show you the ropes, how to, start your own franchise, get it from the ground, and build it into a successful business. And this expo is the best place in order to start that.
What's the monetary obligation? What would be the cost to attend for anybody out there in the listening audience who may be listening this morning?
Yeah, so for the general admission for this event, it's $20. But for all your listeners, we have a special promotion going on. So when they're at the registration page at checkout, they can use the code radio. And then this code will give you free access to the expo floor, of course, and in addition to some of the workshops. So they can go ahead and use code radio at franchiseexposouth.com, and this will grant them free access to the show.
What's in it for a small business owner? I mean, a lot of people are probably wondering that exact question. What is in it for the small business owner?
Yeah, definitely. Well, first of all, is the big, networking and educational aspect. As I said, we have a lot of, seminars going on during the conference. They can learn about how to franchise their business, the A to Z of buying a franchise. Also, there's a lot of aspects that cover the financing portion, because I know it's super important for people that are getting the business from the ground. Financing, it's a big, important topic, and many more other subjects. And also for people that are already small business owners, it's a great opportunity you know, how to turn their business into, you know, a franchise and expand to multiple locations, not only in Florida, but also throughout the country.
You know, we're excited about partnering with you on this because I've been to this a number of times over the years, and I know it's probably the largest event that they have down here, with maybe the exception of the Greek Festival at St. Demetrius, who are corporate members of ours as well. And I know I notified Father Pete and everybody over there at St. Demetrius off of Victoria Park in downtown Fort Lauderdale, which overlooks the Los Solis skyline, about it. And a lot of their people would qualify as potential franchise owners. And, you know, is there anything else you want to add about the event that's coming up on September 8th and 9th at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center? You want to cover the time, the parameters? We've got about 2 minutes left. What I'd like for you to do is touch on that and anything else you may want to implement as far as the conversation goes this morning for the listening audience.
Of course, yeah. So as you said, we can't wait to start this event, to open the doors at 10 a.m. on Friday, September 8th. So we have two full days of show floor with many different exhibitors and sponsors, a lot of educational content, you know, around it. And for all those listeners that have dreamt of having their own business, this event can definitely make that dream a reality and get you to that level. So what a perfect, you know, way to be your own boss, find the perfect franchise for you, and get in business for yourself.
You know, I know we're extremely excited about being there with you. Anybody out in the listening audience, you may want to take advantage of going to that link. Why don't you give that link one more time where people can get in?
Yes, of course. Yes. So you can go ahead at www.franchiseexposouth.com, click to register, and then at the checkout page, you can go ahead and use code RADIO in order to get free admission for this event.
You know, once again, it's been Ann Kitt and Martin. I'd like for you to give your full names, the name of the organization, and obviously the event is Franchise Expo South on the 8th and 9th of September at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. Go ahead and do that, and then give the hours of the event, if you would, before we sign off this morning, please.
Of course. It's Martin Yokimovich, president of MFE Exposition, the organizer behind the Franchise Expo South, September 8th and 9th, and the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. The hours of the show are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday the 8th, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. again on Saturday the 9th.
Can you let people know what number they would call or give the web address where they would go if they're interested in possibly purchasing exhibitor space for the event, please?
Yes, definitely. On our website, there is also not only for the attendees to be able to register, but there is exhibitor information. If businesses are willing to showcase their franchise concepts at the show, they can request more exhibitor information throughout the website, franchiseexpo.com-south, and connect with our team in order to get all the information about exhibiting as well.
I want to thank you, gentlemen, for being with us. Once again, it's been Martin and Ankit from Franchise Expo South, taking place on the 8th and 9th of September from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. Gentlemen, have a wonderful weekend. We're now streaming on the iHeart app on Saturday, August 5th, 2023, from West Palm Beach, Florida. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Ready to be in business for yourself and take control of your future? Find the franchise business that's right for you at the Franchise Expo South in partnership with the IFA, September 8th and 9th at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center. Meet with hundreds of the hottest franchise concepts, some with investment levels as low as $10,000. Attend free seminars and talk with financial experts. Don't miss the Franchise Expo South in Fort Lauderdale, September 8th and 9th. Register now at franchiseexposouth.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show on Saturday, August 5th, 2023. We're privileged to be here at iHeartRadio in West Palm Beach, Florida, where we're now streaming on the iHeart app with the Have With Us Corporate Trustee Ambassadors Palm Beach Research Center at 2277 Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida, area code 561-689-0606. Lynn Nelson and Desiree Muffson are with us. They're regulars on our program. It's www.palmbeachresearch.com. Now, folks out in the listening audience, if you're currently in a position where you're in between jobs or you're looking to get a better job or you want to subsidize your income, you may want to listen to this interview because there's an opportunity for you to do just that, and you're also helping mankind and society. Real quickly, ladies, for the listening audience, let's educate any first-time listeners or people who caught parts of these shows. Who is Palm Beach Research Center and what do they do? Let's go ahead and get into it this morning.
Yeah, Palm Beach Research Center has been performing clinical research studies on behalf of the world's leading pharmaceutical organization since 1994. And these clinical trials offer hope for many people to find better treatments for many diseases.
What is a research trial?
Well, a clinical research study is a medical study that helps to answer important questions about investigational medicines, such as, is it safe? Does it work? Are there side effects? All medicines must be tested in a clinical research study before they can be approved for doctors to give to patients. So without people taking part in these studies, we would not have new medicines.
You know, I know there's a number of them, but what are some of the key benefits of being a participant in a study? We want to touch on that for the listening audience this
morning. Sure. There are multiple benefits for being a participant, and the number one is making a difference in people's lives. Also, you're going to be compensated for your travel and inconvenience, and may even find a treatment for your medical issue that you may have.
And how safe is the process when participating in a study?
Well, it's very safe. We are conducting research on the final phases of each clinical study. So most of these treatments have been tested in labs or other parts of the world, or sometimes it's a vaccine that's currently on the market, but the company wants to evaluate a new dose or a new use for this product. And the side effects are well documented. Our patient volunteers are continuously monitored by our experienced medical team of physicians and nurses at each visit for any issues, plus patients can contact us anytime.
And how would I get started as a participant in a study? What would be the next steps?
The first step would be you can check out our website and email information at palmbeachresearch.com. Give us a call at 561-689-0606. And we are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we also have a fair that should be coming on as well. And that should be coming on at Arcadia Gardens, August 9th. It's a health fair that we're conducting. And we will be showing, letting all the patients know all the different studies that we're currently conducting as well. And that's how you would pretty much get started.
And what do I expect at my screening appointment?
Well, you expect to get a full physical, which would be height, weight, temperature, or blood pressure. Some studies require different exams that you would get an electrocardiogram. We give blood, urine samples, maybe other diagnostic tests that are required by the protocol. And you should always allow at least 2 to 4 hours for the appointment. Bring a photo ID, driver's license, list of medications, and current medical history as well.
And worst case scenario, what if I was one of the individuals who did not qualify for the trial? What would happen?
Well, what would happen is that we do have other studies that we currently conduct, and we do offer other studies, and we would let you know about the other studies and see if it's something that you want to participate in, and we would definitely be able to rescreen you for you to join or participate in the other studies that we are currently enrolling patients into.
And how long will I need to participate in the study? Obviously, that's an important factor.
Sure. All studies are different. Some are a couple of months. Some are a year. It just all depends on the study that you are interested in participating in. It all varies.
And for the listening audience out there, what are some of the trials that are coming up? Let's elaborate on that, please.
Sure. We do have a COPD trial for current smokers if you want to continue or stop smoking. We also have a COVID study if you are COVID positive with the underlying diagnosis. We have a knee pain study for patients who are diagnosed with osteoarthritis of the knees, or you're just having any type of knee pain. We also have a new weight loss study for patients who are diabetics, and it is currently actually phase one and phase two did a phenomenal job, so they decided to come with phase three. And right now, that's the one we are currently enrolling patients into, and it's done an amazing job with losing weight as well.
Yes. In fact, what it does is it actually cuts back your appetite and reduces the stubborn weight in just a few weeks. You're going to see the reduction in fat all over the body, and it takes about 3 to 6 months to be on this medication. And it The medication that we, the one that we're using is a shot that's under the skin of the stomach or thighs or upper arms.
Correct. And then we also have a UTI, a good UTI study as well.
Oh, amazing.
For patients who are either getting recurrent UTIs or just experiencing a UTI in general. Mm-hmm. And this is a medication that's currently on the market, just using a different dosage for it. And then we also have a menopause related to sleep disturbance and weight gain as well. So we do have a lot of studies that we are enrolling patients into at the time that would benefit a lot of patients out there.
Best place, website. Our website is up to date on what studies we have, and we're offering for you to go and give us a call or to even go right onto the website itself, and you can fill out a form, and it'll come right to Lynn, and she'll take care of it.
Yes.
But I'm mentioning about that UTI. Did you know 10% of the women over 65 have UTIs each year, and 30% in women over the age of 85? So
UTIs cause more than 8.1 million visits to healthcare providers each year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So this UTI study would be a great study for patients to participate in and find great results as far as getting recurrent UTIs.
Yeah, everything is about getting healthy. I mean, between the vaccine to prevent UTIs or to treat them when you have them, or losing weight, as we all know, can help manage or reduce the risk of health conditions and improve your overall general health.
Yes. And we also have a RSV and
talk about that. That's new. Yeah.
That is together. It's a two medications in one, which would be an RSV and shingles vaccines for patients that are 50 and up. Mm-hmm. And that study we are about to soon open with, and you will get a vaccine, the actual vaccine that will prevent you from getting RSV or shingles.
You know, what makes you different, though, from all the other organizations? Touch on that, if you would.
From as far as our physicians, what we can offer is that we have a physician healthcare and healthcare practices were reaching out, and we are actually working with them to participate in current studies as an investigator. We provide a contractual relationship to manage their research studies without the financial burden or increased staff to the practice. So we handle all the patient logistics, the study supplies, and the data, and you focus on your patients and get compensated for participating in the research as an investigator, and may even have gained some patients from it. We're working with a urologist group right now with the UTI, so it's going to be expanding into all areas of the
body.
And
not to mention, again, we do have a vaccine, a booster actually for adolescents.
Oh yeah, talk about that.
And the booster for the adolescents is for patients 12 to 18, and they would actually get a booster for current COVID, if they are, you know, you don't have to be COVID positive, but you would receive a booster for children who, in a lot of patients, are a little bit hesitant when it comes to the kids. But with this booster, it will definitely prevent them from getting COVID.
Great for school.
Yes. Yeah. And we also have a refer a friend program, which is you would receive $50 for any friend that you do refer to participate in any one of our studies.
Hey, let's talk about those job opportunities too, Lynn.
We also have job opportunities for RNs, LPNs, patient recruiters, data entry. We have a variety of job openings at the moment as well.
And it's a great place to work. Very, very refreshing, great group to work with. You get to work with Lynn, myself.
Yes.
So.
Now, the other thing I'd like to talk to you about, if at all possible, not only the job opportunities, let's talk about one of the newer verticals that you're rolling out. I know, don't you have a weight loss program that you're rolling out that you wanted to touch on for the listening audience? Because let's face it, probably 8 out of 10 people in America could benefit from that.
Absolutely. As we mentioned, that this weight loss is for type 2 diabetes and it's also sleep apnea as an option.
Exactly. And if you want to lose weight, if you're overweight, type 2 diabetes,
and
this is, like I stated before, is a great weight loss program. The first and second phase did amazing. So that's how come we are conducting phase 3 at the moment.
It reduces your body weight by decreasing your hunger and the amount of food you eat. And this investigational medicine may also speed up the way your body uses energy.
Yep.
So it's a win-win altogether.
Exactly. And I did want to touch base again on the booster for the adolescents. I know a lot of times parents are a little bit hesitant to put a child in a clinical trial as far as testing a medication. This medication, this booster is actually already out on the market for the adolescents. We're just testing a higher dosage and making sure that it is something that it will benefit to children, because, you know, a lot of children get COVID as well. So we just want to alleviate that and offer the parents assurance. We have, like we stated before, we have a full medical team. Mm-hmm. They get a full physical. They get everything that there is needed to be followed up on as an adolescent to receive this booster.
Yeah.
So it's not something that we're trying on the kids. It's already out there.
Right. Exactly. Again, the end stages of phase 3, phase 4 of these vaccines that have already been on the market. One thing I want to bring out that we also have that makes us pretty special is that a lot of our studies, we have therapists that come along with COPD.
Yes, we have nutritionists, and dietitians.
Exactly, lifestyle coaches. So when you do reduce that weight, you're going to keep it off, because we're also using that.
I want to interject one thing, and I want you to elaborate on it, because I don't want to misconstrue the information. Touch on some of your partners. I mean, you deal with like a who's who of corporate America. I want you to touch on some of the people that you're working with, the names. Those are household names for the listening audience. This is huge from a credibility standpoint, and it's real.
We work with Lilly, Sanofi, Glaxo.
Pfizer, Moderna.
You got it. Janssen.
Yes.
All the big wigs. Yeah. And we work with them all the time, like on a daily basis.
So when you go into a study, not only are you getting paid to do the study,
right,
keep in mind that there's credibility behind their partners. And then obviously there's major credibility behind Palm Beach Research Center. They're the best in the business, and they're with us for a reason. I just wanted the listening audience to understand that.
We're rocking health.
Yes, you are.
Yes, we are. We're rocking health.
And one thing I know we don't touch on, and maybe I'm wrong for doing this, but I wanted the listening audience to understand this. Can you give an idea of, like, say a study was 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 4 weeks? What are the different compensation levels from low end to high end? Or is that something you're not allowed to elaborate on the air?
Well, there's a range. Go ahead.
Yeah,
hit
there's
that
a
line.
Range. I mean, as far as I could give you an example, as far as the weight loss study, it is compensating up to $3,200. You are not compensated at the end of the study. And you are compensated a portion of that money every time you come in for an office visit. And that portion is between $150 to $200. It just all depends. Each study is different, but you're never compensated anything at the end. You are compensated every time you walk through Palm Beach Research doors.
And I wanted to mention that the phase 1 and 2, the original weight loss drug that's actually out on the market, we're doing the new and improved, but the original one, people are paying $499 a month for it.
Yep.
So you're getting it. There's no insurance. By the way, we don't take insurance. We're paying you.
Yep.
We're not.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know,
because,
Research,
again,
the,
for your inconvenience and travel.
Correct. And Palm Beach Research is compensating you. So it's a good thing to have some extra income and help the medicine of today and tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's very, very interesting. If you think about that, the $3,200, there's people out there right now that don't make that per month. You know, and they're working, doing manual labor, doing hard work, or maybe they're within a clerical position. But that's definitely not a small amount of money by any standards.
But, you know, interesting enough, our database is huge. The refer friend is so important. People, once they go through a study, they're telling all of their friends. And that's what's beautiful about this, you know. So, it catches on.
Yep. And you get cash or you get a Visa card. It just depends how you want your compensation. It's available in cash or Visa card.
And they want to come to the next. As soon as they finish one study, they're ready for the next. You know, we have to wait about 30 days, but they're on board.
That's, that's amazing.
5-star, baby.
5-star. I love it. I love it. 5-star.
So. Exactly.
Well, you ladies,
so thanks so much letting us be on here today, Rob. Are we going to see you at Arcadia Garden?
I will be there with you. Yes,
we're looking forward to that, right?
Yes. I am looking forward to that. I think that'll be a really good event.
I think we're doing free COVID testing there.
I like that. So,
yeah.
I think we might have to have some of the people come in. I'm hearing that spiking again, and there's a lot of that going on.
Yes, spiking again, and the physicians are charging for it, and we are giving it out for free.
Free COVID testing. And you get to meet, Lynn and Des.
That's cool. Real quickly, before we sign off, ladies, give them your contact information, how to get a hold of you, if you would, please.
Please check out our website at www.palmbeachresearch.com, or you can give us a call at 561-689-0606.
I want to thank you, ladies, for being with us this morning. We're now streaming live on the iHeart app from West Palm Beach, Florida on Saturday, August 5th. Folks, contact Palm Beach Research Center if you want to go ahead and take advantage of generating some revenue and doing a clinical trial and subsidizing your income and helping people throughout the country to provide a better path of life for all of us. Once again, it's been Lynn Nelson and Desiree Mupson from Palm Beach Research Center. Thank you for being with us this morning, ladies. Have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Weekend
you
and God bless.
Us. Thank you for having us.
Always fun.
Are you searching for a healthcare study for you or a loved one? At Palm Beach Research, we perform clinical trials to further advancement of medications and medical devices. Patient participants volunteer to assist research doctors in the testing process and making a difference in the lives of others. Most research trials will pay for your time and your travel too. Call us today at 561-689-0606 to find out which study works for you or your loved one. That's 561-689-0606.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show on Saturday, August 5th, 2023. We're now streaming on the iHeart app. We're privileged to be here this morning at iHeart Radio in West Palm Beach, Florida, with us Corporate Trustee Ambassador Dr. Walter Buck Campbell from TCM, as well as I Love Vision Institute in Lauderhill, Florida. Dr. Campbell is an accomplished physician. He's worked with people all over the world, all over the country, and he has many success stories. I suggest you Google him and go to his page. You can see that stuff for yourself. This morning, we're going to talk about water and hydration. What I'd like for you to do, share your pearls of wisdom with the listening audience this morning. Doctor, let's get right into it. Sir, go ahead.
Okay. Water itself is unique. It's used by different cultures for thousands of years, and it has somewhat of a memory to it. That's been tested, especially in Russia, did a lot of work with water. But water has what they call a diffuse ingredient. It diffuses from a higher concentration or a lower concentration. It likes to diffuse evenly through the body when it can. So water, in Chinese medicine, they call it yin fluid. So there's a yin deficiency or dehydration, but it goes a lot deeper than that. And there's also yin excess, which is almost like when your ankles swell up. Okay, this water has its own energy. And drinking water that's dead from a faucet, in my opinion, is not a really healthy way to go. For one thing, the water is loaded with ammonia, chlorine, and the government requires them to put fluoride in the water. Now, fluoride is a neurotoxin, and they've done studies where they measured cities, little towns or little cities or townships, if you will, in the Northeast, where they measured the cancer before and after the introduction of fluoride into the water, and they had a 10 to 20% increase in cancer. It's also fluoride also in the water binds with in chemistry, there's things called halogens, fluoride, bromide, chloride, and fluoride. And these things act like iodine. And the fluoride can bind to the iodine receptors in your thyroid and throw that all off. It's not good. Drinking clean spring water, if at all possible, 100% spring water without all the other stuff in it, is probably one of the healthiest things. There's a water we use here. It's called water ionization treatment water. And it goes into some kind of compression phase. Regular water is 2H2O. This is H4O2. But it has, since it has a lot of excess electrons, it goes through the tissue, according to the University of Florida study, 800 times faster than regular water. So we use that as a healing mechanism. And we also use it to heal the eyes. It works really well. Also, you know, it's very hot out, and you sweat. But you just don't sweat regular water. You sweat a whole mixture, a soup of things. Yes, there's salt in there, sodium chloride, but there's a lot of other minerals in there. And some would say there are as many as 67, 68 minerals in your sweat. So that when you sweat, you lose your minerals. And just replacing with water, especially in these hot days, is not a really good idea. So taking a quarter teaspoon, I think Celtic salt is the best. It's got 107 minerals the next best is Himalayan, which has like 69 or so minerals in it. And you put a quarter of a teaspoon in a liter or a quarter water, especially when you're working out, whatnot, to replace those minerals and salts that you lose when you sweat. Now, you know, if you consistently lose minerals, you lose energy in your pores and you sweat more. And this dryness can go to what they call deficient heat in the body. Your body is the house of water and fire. In other words, the water, the fluids, the blood, the plasma, the synovial fluids, the lymphatic fluids are all, you know, 90-plus water, percent water. This water has to diffuse in its different functions, okay? So if you lose some of these fluids, okay, you sweat too much, you don't drink enough water, all right, then you become dehydrated. But we call that yin deficiency, and they call it deficient heat. So if there's not enough water to put out the metabolism or put out the fire, then you get this deficient heat where you sweat a lot or you're easy to heat up. A lot of menopausal heat is deficient heat. The metabolism's off. They're internally dry. And the night sweats at night is enough to float a battleship, you know? And so there are herbs we have to balance these fluids or yin deficiencies to correct for the deficient heat, okay? Water is a unique thing, and it should not be overlooked as nothing. I had a patient who didn't like water. She found out that if she drank water, she peed a lot, so she didn't want to drink water. In this instance, pre-puberty, so they never drank a lot of water. So when she got here, her lymphatic fluids were all backed up from here to Biscayne Bay, you know, because all the metabolic waste built up in her lymph system and her liver had suitcases ready to go because it was backed up. It couldn't discharge its waste, neither could the kidneys. So, you know, hydrating properly with the right minerals, detoxing her liver, detoxing her kidneys, and we have a lymphatic machine that opens up the lymphatic tissue, or also the open up the lymphatic system, and also encourages the valves to open to move through the system. So that's my two cents on water today.
Very interesting. All of the water that people take out of a tap, or if you take water out of a machine in an office. The standard old school water, the ones with the metal trays on them, those things, that water is all bad for you?
My personal opinion, you know, freedom of speech says personal opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I value your opinion. We value your opinion.
The state of Florida may object to my opinion, but I don't think it's healthy at all. I don't think fluoride in the water is at all healthy. I don't think ammonia in the water is healthy. I don't think... chlorine in the water is healthy.
I agree with you.
There's an energy in water. There's an energy in water. Drinking water from a spring directly is the most energetic thing. There's a lot of controversy about water. You know, you hear the old story that we had ammonia clouds form billions of years ago that flooded the oceans and all that kind of stuff. You know, and that's where the water came from. Well, I disagree. I think water as we know it is generated by the Earth. The internal mechanism of the planet makes water. Now, you know, water is used by plants. They take in water, they split the water molecule, add it to CO2, and make sugar, C6H12O6. And they take water out of the environment. So if you take all the water that's been used by the plants for the last 5 billion years, there's no water left. So where is it coming from? You know, there's what they call source water. You can look that up. You know, they have a few YouTubes on it, source water, where the energy of this water coming out of Earth is really, really healing, in my opinion.
Dr. Campbell, what's your take on some of the newer companies that are out there? Because I'm not well-versed in this. Like I told you, I was a D student in science. Deuterium depleted water. I see that that's a big thing, and obviously they charge a lot for it. What's your take on that?
Well, deuterium is just an extra proton. It's kind of unstable in the hydrogen atom. You know, they use it to make atomic bombs.
Right.
So when there's some in there, but I don't know that much to really give a judgment on it, but I can't make a real judgment on it because I haven't studied it that well. But if there's not an excess amount, if it's one part per trillion, who cares? And I don't know what the concentrations are, but I've never heard or read anything negative about deuterium in the water except recently. So I have to plead ignorance at this point.
No, I know there's a company out there. They have deuterium depleted water, and it's quite expensive, but people swear by it. They say it provides additional energy, and it's effective for a number of things. And I figured if I was going to ask anyone, I would want to ask someone like you because I know you're well-versed in all those different things. When you water and hydration, obviously, with the heat wave we've had down here this summer, obviously it's extremely important to stay hydrated. So you're telling me people who are deficient from hydration, obviously they're putting themselves at risk during all the heat and humidity we're experiencing, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, if you lose your blood pressure, it's called heat stroke. You know?
Yes, sir.
When you lose water and your blood thickens up and then it starts to pool and you can't get enough for your head, and you heat up, you know, it's a good way to die.
Wow, that's I'm glad you elaborated on that. Well, that is amazing. We got about four minutes left, Doc, so I want you to touch on some more stuff for the listening audience.
On more stuff. Well, I like our water. We have this water. It's Wattaha, Wattaha. You can buy it on Amazon. It's a little pricey, $50 for 12 liters. But that's the best healing water we ever used, and we recommend it to our patients. We use it to heal the eyes. We use it to heal lungs. The University of Florida did the research on it in terms of its diffusion gradient. So in a water-soluble thing like vitamin C, it diffuses through the tissue, gets the vitamin C in the tissue 800 times faster than regular water. And an oil-soluble vitamin like vitamin D, it'll get it in the tissue 400 times faster. And also, this water is used in colostomy bags by other companies, and they're completely smell-free. It neutralizes the rot immediately. Things cannot rot in Wattaha water. And it's pretty stable. At least they've measured it for 7 years. It holds its energy for 7 years. It really is a phenomenal water. I've been living on it for years. I'm 78, going on 79. Yeah, you guys got to come to my birthday party on September 17th if you can make it down here in Miramar, Florida. But it's keeping me alive. I mean, I work 8, 10, 12 hours a day.
Wouldn't miss your party for the world, Doctor. And I tell you, you look good for your age. You really do. And you seem to be extremely cognizant. I'm going to keep chastising you about writing that book because the reason being is with everything. You go to your YouTube page and you see the success stories. that's something I want to try to do with you and your team. We want to try to get some of your patients to come on the air and tell their stories, because it's important the listening audience hears that, because, you know, you have major success stories. You've helped people that were, you know, they're up against it. I can only imagine if you're in a position where you have stage four cancer, or you can't, you've lost your vision, or you're in a position where diabetes is going to wreck your life. You've helped so many people. There's so many success stories with the different things. And it's important that the listening audience knows this and hears this to properly brand you, because, you know, what you're doing is a work in progress, obviously, but you're very good at what you do, and you're extremely effective. And we want as many people as possible to find out about you. I'm hearing that music in the background, doctor. So what I'd like for you to do is give your contact information on how people can get a hold of you. You're going to be a regular with us. You're also going to be on our new Medical Health and Wellness Hour that we're rolling out here in a few weeks. And you'll also be here at iHeartRadio on August 30th for the networking event, where we'll be doing a podcast with you, and you'll be live on the air with us. So go ahead and give your pertinent call sign contact information until we have you on next segment. It's Dr. Walter Buck Campbell. Go ahead, doctor.
All right. So I'm Dr. Walter Campbell. We're in Water Hill, Florida. To book an appointment, call 305-760-2414. 305-760-2414. And if you go to YouTube and plug in my name, Dr. Walter Campbell, you'll see those successes. And if you want to see some of the research we've done here and some of the successes and, you know, everything we do here, you can go to our website, which is tcmphysicians.com.
Next. I want to thank you for being with us this morning, doctor. Look forward to the next segment. Have a wonderful weekend, and God bless, my friend. You're helping people. You're changing lives.
Will you guys help make it better, too? God bless. We'll see ya.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Walter Campbell with TCM Physicians offers traditional Chinese medicine, offering acupuncture and auriculotherapy. TCM Physicians specializes in vision disorders, chronic pain relief, and dementia. Right now, take 10% off the Vision Restoration Protocol when you mention this radio ad. Achieve optimal health with TCM Physicians. Call 305-760-2414 to schedule an appointment today, or visit tcmphysicians.com. That's tcmphysicians.com. Wellness awaits.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show on Saturday, August 5th, 2023. We're privileged to be here at iHeartRadio in West Palm Beach, Florida on Saturday, where we're now streaming on the iHeart app. The final interview this morning is with our board president, my dear friend and mentor, John Kroll from Kroll Realty. We roll with Kroll. They've been around since 1951. John's parents, Carl and Irene Kroll, started Kroll Realty back in 1951, and John's an alumnus from Westminster Academy. It's also known as Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church. That's two blocks north of Commercial and Federal, four blocks from Lauderdale by the Sea, in the very affluent area of East Fort Lauderdale. As I mentioned, John is an alumnus from there, state champion quarterback in 1977. Kroll Realty is located at 5447 North Federal Highway, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33308, directly next to Casa Frida Mexican Restaurant and across from MD Now. Also the home of the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce. Keep in mind, folks, we have a bunch of events coming up on the 8th of February. We're going to be at the Haverdell Fenn Center up at the Treasure Coast in Fort Pierce next week. On the following day, the 9th, we're going to be at Arcadia Gardens in West Palm Beach off of PGA. It's in between Prosperity Farms and Alternate A1A on RCA Boulevard. We have events on August 16th. We have events on August 28th. We have a networking event here at iHeartRadio on the 30th of August. We have the Franchise Expo at the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center on the 8th and 9th of September. And then we have a number of events starting in September, running all the way through December, where we have dozens of events in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, Palm Beach County, and Martin and St. Lucie counties. We're also opening up a couple of new verticals with our radio programs. If you're interested in advertising your business with weekly interviews and daily commercials, you can reach us at 954-580-8802. And the great thing about it is the fact that when we're doing this, you know, you can either reach myself or John. You can reach him at 954-410-2301. And one of the greatest things about what we're doing is the fact that you have an option now, folks. If you're looking to invest in real estate, you have a guy you can go to. You can go to John Kroll from Kroll Realty. If you need funding, you can go to John Mansour from Titan Funding. There's a number of people that John can refer you to as far as mortgages, titles. I want to get into it this morning, John, with the listening audience. I want you to choose a topic of choice. I'm going to ask you the same thing I ask you every time. If you had your option right now, what would you do with your money? Obviously, you're going to tell me take it out of the bank and put it under the mattress. And you're going to tell people to invest in
gold.
Yep, gold and real estate. And touch on that for the listening audience. Talk about investing in gold, but also talk about the advantages of investing in real estate and some of the loopholes that you can take advantage of and how why it's advantageous and how you'll never lose your principal. Let's get into that this morning if you'd like to. Go ahead, John.
Well, hi, Rob. Thanks for the intro. And boy, that was a long, you covered so much stuff there in a matter of a few minutes. That's amazing how you had retained all those events.
Forrest Gump taught me.
So, very, very good job with that. I have known Rob for some time now. He's been working, came in and got me involved in the chamber a while back, and then he nominated me or put me on the throne as president of the chamber. So I guess, Rob's been doing a great job, and the events have been really good. We went through some tough times with the COVID and business shutting down, and we got involved in the show here doing this, which helped people get their message out and talk about, what they can offer to the public from an array of different kinds of opportunities and businesses. But you kind of touched on something, too, that event that's coming up this month, not this month, but in September, the franchise show at the centers of the Broward County Convention Center. Boy, the morning I need to have my coffee. I need to have my double espressos to get going here.
You need a Cuban coffee, brother.
So, but that's a good point on that, going to the show, because I can offer people, if you do attend the show, like a lot of these franchise need locations and stuff, and people really don't get into that. And where they can put their franchise, because they buy the franchise, but they have to find space to fit their franchise into those locations. And I do have access to all the inventory on all retail space, also out parcels. If somebody's going to step up and go into like a McDonald's or a Firehouse or, those kind of companies are going to be there. The event is a really, I attended it last year and I enjoyed it. There was a lot of interesting, different companies that were out there, startup companies that were really cutting edge on different products and stuff from, companies where they were doing coffee that had a different type of approach than Starbucks or some other companies that had been around for a while. I remember talking to somebody at a delicatessen that has been here in Fort Lauderdale for a long time, and they are franchising out. That event is going to be a really good event. So if you get a chance, reach out to Rob or myself, and also we can offer some tickets to get in too as well to the event. I believe we have some of those available for the public if you call in.
Absolutely.
Or you reach out to Rob. And they do have parking too. There's plenty of parking down there. It's a really nice place. They've done a lot. It's a new facility, and the city's really, that's kind of their landmark location down there by the port and 14th Street Causeway. But again, talking about real estate, that is something that people don't realize that where do I invest my money? The market's kind of screwed up right now, and things are going sideways. So people are losing money. Everybody, even on the IRAs, they're telling them to back it by gold because they're not sure if they're going to get their money that they've worked hard for. And, it's kind of dwindling in value. So those things are concerning to me and also a lot of people that are trying to figure out where to place their money. But real estate, if you talk to your accountant, it's always a great investment because you got so many different advantages from owning real estate. So, if you buy a property and you buy like a duplex or a fourplex and you have depreciation on a property, that you have a certain scale that you can use to depreciate each year. You have to divide it over a number of years that you own the property. You can depreciate the value on that against your taxes. You can also, your expenses that you put into the property, if you have to replace a roof or you have to redo the whole thing, all that money is expense that you had to put into the investment. So you recapture that when you sell the property against your gain. And appreciation, which is crazy down here, the appreciation has really gone up. Some of these houses, I've been doing this for 45 years, and they've tripled in value on a lot of the properties and locations around here, especially around my office. three times over the value of these houses are going up. It's amazing. But it is. It's really great that you can live in a property, not have to rent the property, and then see that gain at the end of the time when you sell it. And that's a retirement for you. A lot of people live off their investment that they've lived over the years, that they paid their interest on a loan or whatever, paid it off, and now they got all the appreciation, which is great.
It's amazing.
And the government also allows you to take a one-time exemption after after a certain period of time that you've been in the property at a certain age too, that you don't have to pay the capital gains on that, which is kind of a lot of people don't know. But there's, again, there's so many different advantages. And, you know, if you want to get a chance to, you know, give me a holler, you can call me on my cell.
At 954-410-2301, or you can stop into 5447 North Federal Highway, Kroll Realty, and home of the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce. Johnny, we're getting that signal from headquarters. You have a cup of coffee and a glass of water.
Perfect timing. I'm losing my voice.
That's all right, brother. You're right there with the rest of us. We appreciate you being on with us this morning, and really look forward to having you back in the saddle with us. I know you're working on a deal from home this morning, and you're not in the studio, but I know you'll be back in the studio with us next week. Once again, it's been John Kroll from Kroll Realty. We roll with Kroll, been around since 1951. Best real estate agent in all of South Florida, unbiased, best chamber president, great friend, and folks, integrity. If you looked up in the dictionary, his picture would be there, the whole family. They're wonderful human beings, and love them all dearly. Want to thank you for your time this morning, Johnny. Look forward to having you out at all the events, and just love you, brother. You're great people, and we're going to keep rolling. We're going to keep it moving. And once again, it's 954-410-2301. If you want to sell real estate, learn how to invest in real estate, or learn the real estate game, he'll teach you. John, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, and take care of that throat, brother. All right?
I appreciate it, Rob. Thanks.
You got it, buddy.
Hello, listening audience. If you're out there and you're a real estate expert or a novice and you're looking to acquire a job in the real estate industry, contact our board president, John Kroll, at 954-410-2301. Here at the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce, we roll with Kroll. They've been around since 1951. Family-style boutique real estate office. You won't find a better company to work for within this industry. John Kroll, KrollRealty.com. Thank you and have a wonderful weekend. Hey, I'm Rob, the director at the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce, www.greatersouthfloridachamber.com. 954-580-8802. You're listening to one of our weekly radio programs here at iHeart. If you're interested in becoming a guest on the show or advertising with daily and weekly commercials or participating in any of our upcoming expos and events, please reach out to us at 954-580-8802.
You've been listening to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Program with your host, Board President John Kroll of Kroll Realty.